dates. Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I never believed in things that I couldn't see. I said if I can't feel it, then how could it be? No magic could happen to me. And then I saw you, I couldn't believe it. You took my heart, I couldn't retrieve it. Said to myself, what's it all about?
Song of the day, You Can Do Magic by America from 1982. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating in the Sartor Hamann Jewelers song of the day. Once again, your song of the day from 1982, You Can Do Magic by America. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sartor Hamann Jewelers song of the day.
I'll start us off. There's one little, was that like a xylophone sound in there?
What's that? How did it go? How did it go? Zing, come on, do it.
Zing.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever that was.
That's xylophone-ish.
Does it sound like a xylophone like that? It's a two. Oh, yeah. The song's horrible.
What is wrong?
It's horrible. America, I like, a big fan, but not that song. No, it's not even background. It's not anything. It's a two.
Okay, America. Yeah. America.
Horse with no name.
Yes.
Ventura Highway.
Ventura. I mean, just think about what you could have played.
How about Sister Golden Hair?
Probably my favorite. Golden Hair is my favorite.
What a song. Tin Man? You know that?
Yep.
Daisy Jane, got nice song. Wow. Yeah.
Really good.
And you had some songs.
America.
Jane. Now, we have a problem with this song.
Well, what's that problem, Sim? Now, I played this song years ago, and it's still...
He had a problem.
It's ingrained in his head because I messed up the lyrics. And
Jake would do this thing where he'd sing weird lyrics, and he sung it on this song. Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Intentionally.
You're not going to do this on the air, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Yeah. You can do maybe off. And you went on and on with it. I forgot the second part. God. You have problems. I like it better than Bill.
You're above a 1.9?
You can't.
What'd you give it?
I went back to a 1.9. I went 2.0 to a 1.9.
I'm a little startled.
Yeah. No, you're not. That's not a good song. And you know it's not.
Now, don't do that. Don't try to control my thoughts. Yeah, I never was a big fan of it.
You're not leaving it on. There's no way you're leaving that on the radio when you're driving.
And I can't lie.
Yeah, you wouldn't. You'd change it.
I can't lie. Yeah. You're right. 3.7.
I think you've been swayed in that one.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Don't
I think
put you're me in the middle of your five.
Room. Connor's going to be a 4.0.
I think you're at least a 5.
8.1.
8.1.
The xylophone part is the best part for Punk Connor. That
I gotta
song.
Listen to that again. The xylophone.
Like I don't even know.
I know. I got it.
Yeah, Connor, that's your stock is way down.
No, I wish you'd just
no.
Sing
his
your...
stock is way up for that one.
I just wish you'd sing that part.
No.
So you like the song, Jake?
I do like that song. Yeah, that's I would.
Do you?
That's on the playlist for sure. Yeah.
That's on the playlist.
Well, it's on the of all the songs they have. Sure.
There's some songs you've butchered.
Absolutely.
There's a Glenn Campbell song. Incredible.
Yes.
You butchered.
Rhinestone Cowboy. I have butchered that song.
Don't do it.
Song of the day scores. Shamia, 7-6. Les, Love It, 8-5. Vernon Dakin, 2-7. John says elevator music, 4 on
Thank
that
you.
One. Rod, 8-5. Rick from Wahoo gives it an 8-5 also.
People like it, Bill. That's weird.
Fritz, 5-3. Bill and Bennett, 6-2-5. Wink in Elkhorn, not Martindale, 4. Leroy, 4. White Sharpie, just not it, 1. Sean, well done, 7-9. Yeah. Hua Clemens,
Bert!
1.
Thank
one.
You, Bert. You
Gave
knew that.
Gave me a 7 yesterday, though.
You knew Bert was going to bring it
what
back
What was yesterday?
Down. It's a terrible song, too.
I already forgot.
I don't know, but it was a bad song.
it was Johnny Rivers, Secret Johnny, Agent Man, right?
Yeah, and we loved all the Johnny Rivers songs
you
could have played.
Yeah, you sent the one...
No, what the, yeah.
You sent what song did you send on the phone yesterday?
Memphis.
The text Memphis.
Doug in Idaho. Banger. hang on a sec. You can't go 5-7. He says 5-7 after saying banger.
Banger.
No banger's ever been a 5-7.
Every day.
Casey and Stewart 2-3. Yeah. Shim from Hallam. Meh 3-2-5. Yeah. Gavin and Pender 6-5 on that one. Coach Libby 2-9 rotten. Lori and Kevin with the spreadsheet in Sioux Falls. 3-4 and a 4 on that one. Kevin in Colorado, 3-3. Downtown Scott, 3-2. Craig, -5.
You know what's going to be fun when the playoffs are over? Our last final Big Ten rankings.
Yeah.
We've got to wait. We got two teams.
Me too. I've thought about it. We're not done with that.
That was our best section
Coming
of the
back.
Fall. That was the most.
It got good.
That's the most exciting we had. And I wish we should have went back and tracked it all the way through because there were some major changes.
Well, the spreadsheet would have it. Lori would have that.
Does she have it all the way from day one? Ask her
Lori
that.
From Sioux Falls, please send us your spreadsheet of what we've done.
Let us know if you have it.
She said she had that.
Okay.
YouTube before we get to mailbag. Genghis, 7-4, better times.
Yes.
Troy, 6-7. CL Porter, 7-1.
Chris, definitely not better times.
Chris, 8-2-5. Brad, 6-8. Paul, 7-6. Better times for sure from Paul.
82?
And Charlie, this is 1-5 at best. Song of the day was You Can Do Magic by America from 1982.
America.
You've had some missed opportunities.
I have played all those songs you talked about before. I have played Sister Goldenhair probably 8 times.
No, not 8 times.
Ventura Highway, 8 times. A Horse with No Name, 15 times, I'm sure.
I mean, A Horse with No
it's a
Name.
Great song.
Talk about one that you just go, this is unbelievable.
Tell Bill the line you hate.
No, it's Ventura Highway.
No, the song you have a problem with a lyric in A Horse with No Name.
Oh, hold on.
There are rocks and birds
I know, I got it.
And plants
it.
And...
They just messed
you know
up
the word.
On something. Yeah.
Was it rocks and birds, plants and things?
Things.
And things.
He hates the things.
He hates the things.
He hates the things part of that song.
Yeah, it was on the first stanza, on the first part of the journey. I was looking at all.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
The life, there were plants and birds and rocks and things.
That bothered him.
Pissed him off so much.
That's all you could come up with?
Those things. We couldn't say, and onion rings.
Yeah. Give me something better than things, please.
Things. He just got lazy on that one.
It is time, without further ado, for the bag.
All right, here we go.
You ready? Here we go. The three words you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Avoid being hacked with our friends.
Imagine the portal right now.
Yeah, a lot of
Man. What if they're jacking around at the portal with their fake... What if they're doing fake news?
Yeah.
What if all of a sudden the GM up there got hacked?
Yeah.
And he's
point.
In the middle of a contract with Colley
Pat Stewart. Yeah. Colley
Frank.
Help him.
Avoid being hacked.
What's the name of the quarterback?
Calandria.
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 I was thinking...
Calandria.
I was thinking
Frank.
About Frank.
Frank Caliendo, the comedian?
The comedian who does it.
His John Madden impressions?
Impressions.
It'd be amazing if he does impression. Calandry.
If he gets here and he can do impressions.
He's doing impressions.
This guy's going places,
do a Dylan Rayola impression.
He does, come on, Calandry, do it.
He does a whole breath.
He's got Sean Callahan down.
That'd be so good.
Oh. Avoid being hacked with a friend at Applied Connective Technologies. All 93 counties of the state with a 99.8% retention rate. AppliedConnective.com. Free consultation today.
Thank you, Will.
Will.
Jake, I'm mad at
you. Do not get mad. Okay, to the mailbag. Wyatt, off the bat, says this. The only person I can think of who can match Jake's fandom for Nebraska ball is Kent Pavelka himself. Would it be possible to have Kent on the show for this historic season that we are witnessing? Love the show.
Can he do that?
Yes, I can.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Can he go on other shows?
I reached out to Kent after the Illinois game. He said he'd like to, but he was busy that week. So we will probably have him on at some point.
It's a long season.
Yes.
I wonder if we can. Yeah, we need to get him on. It would be awesome.
We need to get the governor back on, too.
He'll be back soon, I'm sure. Joel says this. I got to go off the mic because it's cap letters here. I got to yell.
Hang on.
How are we supposed to recruit D-line when we don't have a D-line coach? Did we not learn from last year? Dr. Joel.
That was one of the best he's ever done. Jake, just do it one more time.
This is Joel from Mailbag.
How are we supposed to recruit D-line when we don't have a D-line coach? Did we not learn from last year?
That's Joel.
Joel.
How would you respond to cap letters yelling Joel here?
There's some validity to that.
Joel's kind of nailed it a little bit.
Now, here's my question to you, Bill. This is where we have to take advantage of Bill. There's no actual coaching going on right now, right?
No, you want to know who your position coach is, but I said something to Steve off air. I said, don't stress the portal recruiting too much. You know who does the portal recruiting? The head coach. That's who does it. Everybody else is involved to a certain extent, but this is a head coach slash. When they come in for 4 hours, some people fly in. Talk to you,
and they're out.
And they're out the same day. It's not like, well, we're going to go to dinner tonight. We're not doing that. We're going to come in. Here's what we're doing. This is all business. And guess who handles? He'll meet with the position. He's at that.
And the GM, right?
And they really want to know, like right now, the GM and the head coach. That's what they want to talk to. Do they want to talk to their position coach? Yes, you have to have a yes. He's the O coordinator. Yes, I get all that. My point is, you can still sign a really good D lineman without a D line coach.
Can you? You're answering the question well.
You can. Is it more difficult? Yes, but still very doable.
Okay, now my question to extend this a little bit is, if it was my boy, my son, and he's a big dude, 6'5", 300, and we went to Nebraska, and wait a second, they don't have a D-line coach right now. I want to know who's coaching him, Coach. Coach Rule, who's going to be coaching my boy?
All you're doing is
But Rule might be able to answer.
Yeah, he'll say like that. Trust me, we have a great list of people.
Yeah,
we're going to have this set up like that. They might even have names, but I'll let you know it's going to be so and so. He's still coaching at Miami or whatever. Who knows what it is? Okay. But he'd have some. He can answer that
Bill.
Question.
Thank you for that.
But you can still do it because it's one of those things that's like okay, so you guys are going to pay me half of what Ohio State's going to pay me. But I like the D-line coach better, so I'm coming. It's not true. It's not true. And so,
no, and you're right. I'm glad Bill addressed something. These visits are quick. I mean, they're in and out. It is not – I do think there's a perception among some fans that they're like traditional recruiting.
Yeah, two-day deals. That's not the deal.
In, out.
Next up from Kip says, lately my natural reaction when I sneeze is frustration. I'm far too young for this. I am 36 years old. What would be the best word I could say instead of bad ones?
Calandria.
As you
sneeze.
When you sneeze. Yeah. Calandria!
I mean, I don't know.
He's like, I want to go with gosh darn it, but it's usually not that exact version.
Okay, I see where he's going with this.
Gotcha. I've never really done the sneeze yell.
When I sneeze.
Yeah, I don't have the sneeze yell, so I don't know what that would be. But I would pick out, I'd maybe go old girlfriend. Wife might be a little annoyed.
Give me a name.
I'll stay away from that one.
Cheryl.
Cheryl.
I always go Cheryl.
Just yell Cheryl.
I mean, I was 19, so it's pretty harmless. But no, I don't know what you do on that.
Yeah, I don't know what you do on that.
Last one from John says, good morning. My parents named me after my grandfather who passed away before I was born. Who were you named after? And do you wish your parents had chosen a different name for you?
Steve.
John.
I'm not named after anybody.
Steve.
Nor am I.
Just went Steve. Oh, I am. I'm named after my grandpa, who died right before I was born.
I think my mom named me after a saint.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, I was.
Does she regret that?
These are named after anybody?
Does she regret that?
Does she ever question herself?
Why did
saint
I do that?
Saint Simple.
Jake, what a thing to say. Yeah. What a thing to say.
It's kind of a joke.
Yeah.
You wish you had a different name?
Yeah.
You could go with Steven? Yeah. Steven?
Okay. Funny. Move on. No, my name's fine.
That was
fine.
The second part of the question.
I like my name.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of mine. Big fan of mine. Well, I'm named after my grandpa. So
You have a good, strong name. Yeah. Bill Bush sounds presidential.
Yeah. It does sound presidential. Does
my grandpa was big. Big guy. 6'4".
Big dude? Oh, really?
Yeah, 6'4". Yeah.
You're kind of a big dude. No, how about your name, Jake?
I'm fine with it.
Is it Jacob?
It is Jacob.
Is it Jacob?
There's not many Jakes out there, just real name Jake.
A lot of dogs, Jake.
There's a lot of dogs, Jake. There is a lot of dogs.
Elizabeth had two dogs named Jake before I came along. They had a Jake and a Jake Jr.
Now she's got three dogs.
Now I was like, this is very odd. You had two dogs with my name. what am I? They had a Jake and a Jake Jr.
And that's not completely uncommon that people name their dogs the same name.
As your husband.
No, as your husband. If they get another dog like next week,
and they call it Jake, get a problem.
That'd be a problem. That would be an issue. Yes.
This is a funny one. Yeah. She had two dogs named Jake and now her husband's name's Jake.
Yeah. She can't escape it.
Yeah, I can't imagine getting another dog, though. What should you name it? Jake. Let's keep it the same name.
No, you
got to have different names for your dogs.
Yeah. That is the Mailbag, sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies.
Those were interesting.
Yes.
Do you regret your name? It's a really personal question.
This is a joke.
But it's a personal question.
Quarterback could be also a version of Frank Caliendo. And he could do
his impressions.
The podium.
Think about the podium sessions.
That would be, if he came up in his first, like you said, and spoke as Dylan Raiola, that'd be best. Or could do a Dana Holgorsen. That would be incredible. God, that would be awesome.
Just two a day. Two an appearance.
Two
an appearance. I'm going to give you one at the start, one at the end. And everybody's gold. Wrapped.
Oh, you'd just be
ready.
You'd be so wrapped up into that.
What are you doing today?
What if we did a simple? What if we did sixth grade simple?
When we come back, a major situation at quarterback in the Big Ten. We'll tell you what's happening next on Early Break in the Ticket.